Welcome to episode 958 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Philippians 2:5-8. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Paul's exhortation to the Philippians is straightforward yet incredibly profound. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. This command is not just about a mental agreement with certain theological truths, but an invitation to adopt a Christ-like way of thinking that influences every aspect of our lives. Paul emphasizes that having the mindset of Christ should be evident in our relationships. This means that the way we interact with one another, the way we handle conflicts, the way we serve, and the way we love should all reflect Jesus' example. The mindset we choose to adopt shapes our actions and responses. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." Our mindset determines how we view God, ourselves, and others. If we adopt the mindset of Christ, we begin to see through his eyes and act with his heart. Having the mind of Christ means embracing his values, his humility, his obedience, and his sacrificial love. It's not merely about intellectual assent, but about a transformational process that begins in the heart and manifests in our actions. Our relationships are the testing ground for our faith. It is easy to claim to follow Christ in theory, but our true discipleship is revealed in how we treat others. Jesus' mindset was characterized by selflessness, humility, and servanthood. In John 13:34-35, Jesus urges us with these words, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This love is not just a feeling, but a commitment to serve and sacrifice for the good of others, reflecting Jesus' own actions. When we adopt the mind of Christ, our relationships are transformed. We begin to prioritize others above ourselves, seek reconciliation over division, and show compassion instead of judgment. This Christ-like mindset fosters unity, understanding, and genuine community. Think of a garden. The mindset we cultivate is like the soil in which we plant our seeds. If the soil is rich, fertile, and well-tended, the plants that grow will be healthy and fruitful. However, if the soil is poor, rocky, or full of weeds, the plants will struggle to survive and may never bear fruit. Similarly, when our mindset is aligned with Christ's, our lives produce the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How can we cultivate the mind of Christ in our own hearts and minds? Paul gives us insight into practical steps that can help us live out the Christian life in a way that honors God and reflects Christ's character. Philippians 2 verses 1-2, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind." Paul begins this chapter by reminding the Philippians of the encouragement that comes from being united with Christ. Our relationship with Jesus is the source of our strength, hope, and encouragement. Unity with Christ is not just a personal experience, it is a communal reality. As believers, we are called to encourage one another and build each other up in the faith. Seek encouragement in our relationship with Christ and share that encouragement with others. We need to be intentional in building up our brothers and sisters in the faith. The love of Christ is a profound source of comfort for believers. His love is unconditional, sacrificial, and enduring. Paul emphasizes that this love should bind believers together, fostering a sense of unity and belonging. Allow Christ's love to comfort and strengthen us. Share that love with others, creating a community of compassion and care. The Holy Spirit unites believers, enabling us to share in the same spirit and purpose. The Spirit empowers us to live in harmony, setting aside differences for the sake of unity in Christ. Seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit in all areas of life. Let the Spirit lead us to foster unity and collaboration within the church. Philippians 2, verses 3 to 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Paul warns against acting out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. True humility requires putting aside our own desires for the sake of others. Value others above ourselves. This principle is countercultural, yet it reflects the heart of Christ. Valuing others means considering their needs and interests as more important than our own. Practice selflessness by prioritizing others' needs and interests. Look for ways to serve others without expecting anything in return. How do we look to the interests of others? Serving with compassion. Compassion is at the core of Christ-like living. It involves actively seeking ways to care for others and meet their needs. Community care. A compassionate community is one that supports and uplifts one another, reflecting Christ's love to the world. Cultivate a heart of compassion by looking for opportunities to serve and support those around us. We are called to be attentive to the needs of others and respond with kindness and generosity. Philippians 2, verses 12 to 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Paul encourages believers to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. This does not mean earning salvation through works, but rather living out the implications of salvation in every aspect of life. Obedience is an act of worship and devotion to God. It involves aligning our lives with his will and purpose. Pursue obedience to God in all areas of life. Let our actions reflect our faith and commitment to his will. Paul reassures believers that it is God who works in us, both to will, have the desire, and to act, follow through on that desire, according to his purpose. We are not alone in our efforts to live out the Christian life. The Holy Spirit empowers and guides us. Our ability to live out the mind of Christ comes from God's strength and grace. We must rely on him for guidance and empowerment. Trust in God's work within you. Rely on his strength to live a life that reflects Christ's character and fulfills his purpose. Philippians 2, 14 to 16. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. Paul calls believers to do everything without grumbling or arguing. A positive and supportive community is essential for spiritual growth and witness. As believers live out the mind of Christ, we become a light to the world, shining brightly in a dark and troubled world. Foster a positive and encouraging atmosphere within your community. Let your words and actions reflect the light of Christ to those around you. The Word of God is the foundation of our faith and the source of our strength. It is the anchor that keeps us grounded in truth and righteousness. Holding firmly to the Word means living according to its teachings and allowing it to shape our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Make the Word of God a central part of your life. Study it diligently, meditate on it regularly, and let it guide your decisions and actions. Developing the mind of Christ is a lifelong journey that requires intentionality, humility, and reliance on God's grace. By following Jesus' example of humility, obedience, and love, we can live out the Christian life in a way that honors God and impacts the world around us. Let us commit to pursuing the mind of Christ, trusting in God's empowering presence, and building a community that reflects his love and grace. Father, thank you for the example of Jesus Christ and the call to have his mind in our lives. Help us to cultivate humility, obedience, and love in our hearts, and empower us to live out these principles in our relationships and communities. May we shine as lights in this world, reflecting your glory and bringing others to know you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.